Extract 1.
I suppose I was an avid reader of literature between the ages of 9 and 14. I had enough time to be White Fang, Robinson Crusoe and Bilbo Baggins, and Jeeves. Of course, there was room in the schoolboy's imagination for some real historical figures. Scott of the Antarctic, all of the Vikings, and Benjamin Franklin were good friends of mine.
Extract 2.
In adolescence, I began a long search for strange and radical ideas. I wanted to challenge my elders and betters and stir up my peers with amazing points of view. Of course, the only place to look was in books. I hunted out the longest titles and the authors with the funniest names. I scoured the library for completely unread books. Then I found one which became my Bible for the whole of 1982. It had a title composed of 11 long words, and an author whose name I didn't know how to pronounce. It was really thick and looked dead serious. Even better, it put forward a whole worldview that would take days to explain. Perfect. I took it out of the library 3 times, proud to see the date stamps lined up on the empty library insert.
Extract 3.
Later, I went to university. Expecting to spend long evenings in learned discussion with clever people, I started reading philosophy. For some reason, I never found the deep-thinking intellectuals I hoped to meet. Anyway, I was ready to impress with my profound knowledge of post-structuralism, existentialism, and situationism. These things are usually explained in rather short books, but they take a long time to get through. They were the end of my youthful reading.
Extract 4.
Working life was hard to get used to after so much theory. It was the end of books for me. There didn't seem to be much in books that would actually get things done. To do things, you had to answer the telephone and work a computer. You had to travel about and speak to people who weren't at all interested in philosophy. I didn't stop reading. You can't avoid that. I read all day, but no books came my way, only manuals and pamphlets and contracts and documents. Maybe most people satisfy their need for stories and ideas with TV. And to tell the truth, it was all I needed for 10 years. Then, one fateful day, my TV broke, and my landlady took it away.
Extract 5.
My new TV is an extra circuit board inside my computer. It's on a desk in front of a working chair, and I can't see it from the bed. I still use it for the weather forecasts, and it's nice to have it on while I'm typing this.
Extract 6.
Now I just like books. I have a pile of nice ones by my bed, and I'm reading about 6 simultaneously. I don't want to be any of the characters. I don't care if 1,000 people have already read them. I don't have to search through libraries. There are books everywhere, and all of them have something to read in them. I have a strange feeling that they've been there all along, waiting for me to pick them up.